everybody. This is Jonathan Bowen with Magnify Him Together Podcasts. This is part three of the series, Study to Show Yourself Approved Unto God. Part three is entitled, The Purpose of Teaching. The Apostle Paul exhorted Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Reading from the ESV. This is the job of the disciple, to be a teacher, whether at Sunday school level, the CYC level, inside the ecclesia, or to the world outside of our ecclesial halls. We are all charged with this job, albeit in different circumstances. Now, the disciple has to be vigilant to carry out his duty. All the prophets, from Moses to Christ, were charged with the same duty as we read in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. Thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. So it was not their own message, but God's, and they were to be faithful messengers. The goal was to evoke a response in the children of Israel. As we read in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, Write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. The message of God is designed to be a call to action to everyone who hears it. The gospel message is a call to action, a call to repentance, a call to dedicate our lives to God and to his purpose. The messenger had to be personally accepting of the message first, as Ezekiel was instructed in chapter 3, verse 10. Son of man, all the words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart and hear with thine ears. Once he heard with his ears and received it into his heart, he then had to pass it on, as we read in verse 11. And go, get thee to them of the captivity and unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Now, this isn't an isolated incident. Ezra is described as someone who had done his homework. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 6, we read, Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given him, and the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord God upon him. Now, the word ready means diligent, skilled, prompt, quick, or to hasten. This study would help him later on when he took the platform to teach the people, as is recorded in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand. Ezra had been diligent in studying the word, but also in living it, as we read later on in chapter 7, verse 10 of Ezra. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahweh and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. He first prepared his heart, meaning to arrange in order to direct or to determine. He prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahweh. Seek is the Hebrew word deresh, meaning to beat a path to frequent a place. He was frequently in the book of God, wearing out the pages of his Bible. Next comes the action. He prepared his heart to seek so that he could do. He put into action in his own life what he had learned, and then he taught. And this is what James exhorts us to do. In chapter 1, verse 22, Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So a messenger who did not receive the word in his heart would be a hypocrite, a play actor. We are exhorted in 1 Timothy 1 verse 5, The end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. A faithful messenger lives his message. He doesn't feign it, meaning to play act or to be a hypocrite. So it is clear a prophet's job is not telling the people what they wanted to hear, but being a faithful messenger for God. This is what the prophet told Eli God was looking for, as we looked at in 1 Samuel 2, verse 35. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in mine heart and my mind. So the goal is to align our heart and our mind with God's, and then speak his word so others can do the same. In the first century, there were those who, as we read in 1 Timothy 1, verse 7, desired to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they said nor whereof they affirm. Well, this is a challenge for all of us. We are all susceptible to the pride of life. and we have to check our motives. Ecclesial problems occurred in the first century because some desired prominence. We read in the third letter of John, verse 9, I wrote unto the ecclesia, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. So the purpose of teaching cannot be self-glorification, but rather the glorification of the Father and His truth. Proper Bible study and teaching does not glorify the messenger, but the one whose message he is carrying. We read in Jeremiah 23, verse 28, The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell the dream, that he may hath, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh? We do not want to be amongst those who we read of in Jeremiah 23, verse 16, where he says, Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Hearken not to the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you, for they make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. So the challenge is clearly laid out to us in Timothy. We read in chapter 4, verse 12 of the first letter, Let no man despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Devote yourselves to public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. And he goes on, practice these things, immerse yourselves in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourselves and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. So that is the challenge to any would-be teacher. Find out what God wants from you, and then do it. The best teaching example you have is your own conduct. This is followed by the words you say, which will be validated because you live them in your life. God responds to those who respond to Him. Daniel told us, in chapter 10 and verse 12, Then said he to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. So Daniel set his heart to understand. The study fame came first. Then he chastened himself, meaning to press into the mold, or to be conformed to the word of God. Then, as we know, he spoke to the people. So God respected this and sent his angel Gabriel in response to Daniel's prayer. So the process is clear. Study, live it, teach it. However, the first step is to ask for God's wisdom, as you read in James chapter 1, verses 5 to 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is as the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. May God bless you in your study, in living the word, and in teaching it by word and example. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next Monday for another episode on Magnify Him Together podcasts.